Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Yes, yes, and we are back live on Revive today. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes, you are live listening to Meet Your Girl POC each and every winning Wednesday here on Revive Radio. How you guys doing out there? How are you guys doing? Wake up, wake up, wake up. You are on Revive right now. Tune in right now. We are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go directly to Tune In. You can just search Time for an Awakening, hit Meet Your Girl POC every winning Wednesday and also every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. But tonight I'm on your airways from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Follow the Revive timeline on both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We got the Instagram popping now, y'all. So make sure you guys stay tuned on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Revive_POC. Follow us. We go live each and every Monday on DG Radio. Shout out to DG for holding us down with that extra platform. But make sure you guys stay tuned on DG Radio each and every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also, I got your girl Harmony, the goddess, in the building with me as always. We got Harmony, the goddess. We got Tyler Evenia, and we got True Heart holding it down as always for the Revive team, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Check out the Instagram too. I just put up a post as well. We just left, man. We just left one of the biggest panel discussions I've ever took part in. You know, I wasn't even part of the panel, but being in that room, because for me, just being in the room is epic. You know what I mean? Because that's your seat at the table. That's your opportunity to talk and network with different people, you know, who are doing the exact same things that you're doing. So it was extremely exciting. But before we get into that, I also want to just make sure you guys subscribe to that Revive newsletter that Harmony puts out each and every month. She takes her time to put that out so you guys can stay in the loop about what's going on here in Revive. So you guys know, you know, what we're doing, how we're moving it, what we're carpet, we about to hit next. And I know you guys want to know. So in order to find that out, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. But you can also subscribe to that beautiful newsletter. And if you go down to where you just click to hear me each and every Wednesday, right under that is going to be a big subscribe word. Click on that word, that link, and it's going to take you right to where you can sign up for that newsletter. We got some big compliments as well. And that newsletter, once again, is at timeforanawakening.com/revive. Just scroll down and you'll be able to subscribe. Like I was saying though, Harmony, we got a lot of feedback from this newsletter. They was loving it. They was truly, truly loving it because of the, you know, the pictures and everything that you did with it. And I actually love it too. So make sure you guys subscribe. You know exactly what we're talking about. Subscribe, definitely. And also, what I was saying earlier is that we just left the 47th annual Black Legislative Conference in Washington, D.C. at the Convention Center. So we are broadcasting right now out of the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. Woo, woo! I'm extremely excited. I ain't gonna hold you. This is my hometown, so being able to broadcast out here is amazing. We're gonna come back this Sunday, too. We're gonna be broadcasting out the CBE studio with Tab Money. So that's gonna be a really big one this Sunday, man. I could not take 3 Sundays off. I said, yo, we gotta get on the road. We gotta find somebody's studio to drop in for the time being, because I cannot keep taking these Sundays off. That's not fair to my listener or myself. You know what I mean? I'm taking away from my craft. I'm taking away from my artistry. So I'm like, no, I'm not taking a Sunday off. We're going to be live in the CBE studio this Sunday with Tab Money. She's also coming on today. Tab Money's going to be on today with Tab Money Habits. Yes. Each and every second and fourth Wednesday, she's coming on with Tab Money Habits. But today is Money Talks Part 2, you guys. We're going to be talking money all day today. Man, I know everybody love money, right? Everybody love money. If you love money, give me a call right now, 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. I know I love money, and that's why I'm about to be talking with Tab Money. But we're not just going to be talking with Tab Money. We also going to be talking with Khadijah. We got Khadijah back on the show from Money Honey Co. Man, that is my girl. That's my homie for real, man. When they say make your net worth, she is the definition of that. Because every time I get on the airways with Khadijah, or if I'm linking with Khadijah or anything of that nature, she always comes through. And she, the gems that comes with her, the wealth of knowledge that comes with Khadijah, man, I'm really excited to have her back on the show. And she had her friends out there posting about the show. I was like, oh, she got some supporters. So I know for a fact we about to have some listeners tonight that's going to give us a call, right? They're going to be giving us a call, right? 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. Man, yo, Harmony, how was your evening today at the conference, man? I know that that panel discussion took me, like, I was just at awe. I was extremely at awe. And how was it for you?
It was definitely a great experience for me. Just to be in a room full of so much great energy and then people that you can really resonate with, it touched home for me because I know numerous of people who have been incarcerated or is still in there now. So just to kind of get a different perspective of it, and also to see the documentary that was executive produced by Oprah Winfrey, which is one of my idols. but she produced such a great documentary of six individuals who left the prison and kind of viewed their process of getting out and what happens after. And not a lot of people talk about, everybody talks about the men being incarcerated, but not a lot of people talk about the woman being incarcerated as well. And some statistics that kind of stunned me was there are 120,000 mothers in jail, and that's for mothers that have children under 18. So, and just to kind of see that is just, what are we doing for these people after they get out so they don't go back in, whether it's a man or a female? They were saying over 2.3 million people are in prison right now. So just to kind of hear those numbers and understand that there are thousands of dollars being spent on one individual in jail, that stunned me because it's like, where's my money going? And also these private jails, they spoke on that as well. So I learned a lot today. I definitely learned a lot.
I learned a lot, and a lot of things that they were saying I already knew as well, but mm-hmm. to have that conversation with Shaka, you know, mm-hmm. being able to ask him a question and him being so transparent and actually telling us, you know, his honest truth, the things that he experienced while he was incarcerated, you know, the things that he experienced once he was out, and how it actually turned into something great for him. You know what I mean? He's working with people like Usher. You know, his character, well, his life is being portrayed on a character in Queen Sugar. You know what I mean? So Ralph Angel. Yeah. So that's extremely amazing to hear that. And you know, I don't really get into TV that much, but I know that people is always speaking about this show, and then they always mention, you know, Ralph Angel, and they're like, yo, da 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 da. And I'm like, to know that that's about his life is amazing. As I got the opportunity to meet with him, speak with him, and network with him, it was just amazing to know, because I would have never known that if I didn't go to that panel.
What excited me was that they weren't even going to base it off of him being incarcerated. They, you know, they switched that so it can be more real, and so you can use that platform to show people this is what you use your platform for people like that who are in that type of situation, and what happens with the family, because it doesn't just affect the prisoner or the inmate. It affects everyone around them, their family, their friends. It affects everyone. So just to see it on TV, but also to feel it in real life, it's a little transparency.
I agree with you. It was definitely transparent. And then also the what we actually went to go see as well, which was before the panel discussion, was the premiere of, you know, the docuseries release. And in that release, the what they showed us in that premiere was amazing. They showed us about 3 to 4 different characters in there, but it's going to be about 6 characters in the entire docuseries. But it was amazing because they didn't just show us, you know, one side of it. They showed us so many different sides of, you know, how someone can get incarcerated, and then also how they take a turn for the better or the worse once they're released from the prison system. So it was something that, you know, that stood out to me, and something that I honestly did not know was going on, because, you know, I know somebody who's in the prison system, but they, you know, what did they call it? Shame blaming?
Yeah.
Shame blaming. So yeah, so that was one thing, because, you know, when people get out, they don't really want to talk about what happened and when they were in, or they don't really want to talk about what happened before they went in. They just want to go on to the next and just see what, you know, what's going to pop off for them now that they're out. But you know, it's so much more that you actually have to talk about, because like they said in the panel, that PTSD is real. You know what I mean? It's real. You cannot go in and be behind bars for 10 plus years, you know what I'm saying, and then expect me to come out and understand how life works again. It doesn't work like that. When I was shackled and chained for 10 years and then now you're just like, oh, you're free, go do this. But at the same time, I'm always going to be looked at as a prisoner. One thing that the congresswoman said, which was amazing, shout out to her. She was like, in jail, they give you barber school. They give you the option of being a barber and teaching you how to cut hair and things like that. But when you get out, it's illegal for you to be a barber. They won't give you the barber's license for you. If you have a felony, they won't give you the barber's license for you to go out and actually become that barber. So that's huge. It's like, why are you running me into a dead end in the prison system? If I'm in there thinking that I'm growing, I'm becoming a better person, I'm, you know, getting the skill, getting a trade, and then I get out and I can't even use that trade. You know, and another thing that Shaka said was about Whole Foods, how they were in there working for Whole Foods, but then when they get out and they go apply for a job, Whole Foods won't hire them because they're ex-con. So that's something that really stood out to me, because they're in there working, you know, maybe for $1, $2 an hour, whatever it may be, you know, just for them to survive off the whatever, you know, the little bit that they do have. And then to know that, you know, the companies that they're actually working for inside will never hire them outside. It's like, whoa, you know what I mean? So big ups to the annual legislative conference that's going on right now in DC. Yo, Harmony, tell them a little bit about it.
So the CBCF Annual Legislative Conference is the leading policy conference on issues impacting African Americans and also global Black community. Thought leaders, legislators, and concerned citizens engage on economic development, civil and social justice, public health, educational issues. More than 9,000 people attend 70 public policy forums and so much more.
We were just in the building. We're going to be in the building all weekend. Definitely stay tuned to Revive, because we're going to be posting on both our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all of them, about the, you know, the different experiences, the different interviews, the different people that we meet along the way, because this is huge for us. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things that's going on as millennials that we don't know about because we're not in the room, or we don't have that seat at the table. But guess what? Revive does. So if Revive has that seat at the table, if Revive is allowed to get in that room, you have the room and you have the seat as well, because we're going to make sure that we put that information out there for you guys. We're going to make sure that you guys, you know, can see it at first hand. So definitely make sure that you stay tuned to the Revive timeline this weekend, because it is going to be popping, because we out here moving. We also going to be doing some vending. I'm pulling out the vending machine this weekend, but I'm going to say that for Tab, because I'm going to get hype when Tab get on the mic, because, you know, that's our thing. We pulling out the Russell Brand vending machine this weekend for the Revive gear and the CBE combination, and I'm really excited about that as well. But yo, let me tell you a little bit of, you know, pop culture information that just hit my airwaves, man. And this is huge, and this has been shocking me. And if you have been around lately, I've been asking this question, like, who is this person and how is she doing this? Like, how is she on this magical carpet and she's just flying around waiting for her to land? You know what I'm saying? Everybody waiting. But what she's doing right now is crazy. Bodak Yellow just hit Hot 100. Just hit the number one. She's in the number one spot right now on the Hot 100 charts, you guys. Cardi B will be the first female rapper to do so without a feature since Lauryn Hill 23 years ago. Do you know how huge that is? Cardi B is out here moving. Yeah. Now, she's not just moving. She's moving the numbers. She's moving up in the charts. She's doing so many different things that's making so much noise. And I'm just over here shocked. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, I remember watching her Instagram videos. I remember watching her on hip hop, you know, the hip hop. What is it? Hip Hop Atlanta or anything like that. It's just like, what? And now she's up here beating out Lauryn Hill. And I just saw Lauryn Hill last week, so shout out to Lauryn Hill. She's still an amazing artist, definitely. I saw her at the Nas and Lauryn Hill's concert in New Jersey, so definitely shout out to Lauryn Hill. She did an amazing show. She put on for the city of New Jersey, because, you know, she's from New Jersey, so she did a great job, in my opinion. Especially Nas, it was his birthday, man. We was out there swagging. He had the Henny on deck. It was amazing, man. He did a great, great job. It brought me back to the 90s. I ain't gonna hold you. But for Cardi B to be right now number one on the top 100 charts and beating Lauryn Hill, like, Harmony. Lauryn Hill. And when you think of Lauryn Hill, the first thing that popped in my mind is Miseducation. Yeah, and she literally has one. Well, she has multiple albums, EPs and things like that. But I mean, that one pop album that sticks with everyone, that classic album, Miseducation. And for Cardi B, yo, Janet Jackson performed Bodak Yellow on one of her concerts last weekend. That's amazing. She's hitting legends. She's hopping legends. As Teyana Taylor is mimicking her legends, because you know Teyana Taylor at the VMAs mimicked Janet Jackson in her outfit because they both won best choreographer. So it's like the young millennials in the game who are coming up as artists are taking over, and the veterans in the game are respecting it. They honestly, truly are respecting it. How do you feel about this?
I feel as though that they get their inspiration from someone. So to kind of mimic your idol and then use that platform once you get your platform for the better of it, and then also to do better, this shout out to Cardi B, because not a lot of people, you know, seen that for her when they seen her on the reality TV shows, but now she is booming. So definitely listen to the song. I didn't understand it at first, but now that I'm listening to it more and more and more, it's getting to me. I actually enjoy listening to it.
I'm not with the song. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a hater, and I'm not like hating on purpose. I don't know. I just can't get with the whole Cardi B movement. But I'm not with her music. I'm saying, but I'm with her movement, because she also just signed a contract with Steve Madden. You know what I mean? She's doing it. You know what I mean? Think about it. Everybody be hyped when she be like, these is bloody shoes, right? So now she's over here signing contracts with Steve Madden. So are you guys about to go out there and support her and buy her bloody shoes? Because I got a question. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, are you guys about to go out there and buy her shoes? Now she got a shoe deal with Steve Madden. So what's up? Where all the Cardi B fans at? Everybody about to be walking around with bloody shoes, you know, by Steve Madden. I want to know. So definitely, Cardi, if you ever want to be on Revive, I would love for you to be on Revive, because I super, super, super love your movement. I can't get with the music just yet. You got to convince me a little bit more. But other than that, I'm definitely with that movement, because you're out here making noise. And some more pop culture news that just popped off too, which I thought was really, you know, huge, because this guy's doing big things. This is his year. This is the year 444. You know what I'm saying? This is the big year for Jay-Z. In my opinion, he just had two twins. He just, you know, put on for Made in America. He was a headliner. You know, this was his 13th album. 444 popped off. It was on the number one charts for a while. You know, and then it went dead a little quiet, but everyone's still bumping it in their car. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, Jay-Z reportedly just turned down performing at the Super Bowl. That's huge.
That's huge.
And you know how Beyonce performed at the Super Bowl a couple years ago and shut it down, and she did, you know, her whole black thing. She was out there like, yo, I'm about to put on for my folks. Like, I need everybody to know what's going on about this, you know, this injustice that's going on and things like that. So she put on in the NFL at the Super Bowl, and it was just amazing to see. And then to know that her husband turned down the same opportunity to do the exact same thing is huge. And we were just talking about this on Monday on DG, because of everything that's going on with the NFL, because the ratings is dropping, people are no longer buying the gear, the protests is still going on, the players are being discriminated against. It's just so many different things that's going on with the NFL right now. The owner has still yet to come out and make any comments on what's going on, you know, in the African-American community, why Colin is taking the knee. You know, Colin is still not in the NFL right now to this day. So to know that Jay-Z turned that down, well, he could have used that platform and turned it into good. He could have used that platform, you know, to make us understand, or have us get a better understanding, I should say, of what's going on, just like, you know, his wife did at the time when she used that platform for that. Why do you think he turned it down though, Harmony?
Just to kind of get people to understand that he's standing on his ground, and he's standing where what he believes in. I think it's bigger than just Colin Kaepernick. It's the whole issue itself, and that being that Jay-Z has such a huge platform himself, he's definitely making people aware of what he stands for, and then also just letting people know what side he's on, but just that he knows how to use his platform. That's what I'm gonna say.
I get you. He definitely knows how to use his platform, but because, like, if you think about 444, like you just said, he used it and he switched it. He used it as an educational tool this time around. You know what I mean? In his music, he was able to educate us on different things that us as millennials are super distracted by. You know, he's the one thing he made about the money phone to your ear. You know what I mean? He made a joke about that in a way. Why are you putting the money to your ear? You know what I'm saying? When he made a joke about investing and credit, and he made a joke about generational wealth and things of that nature. Well, not a joke about generational wealth, but he made a statement, I'm sorry, about generational wealth to, you know, help educate us subliminally. Because when we listen to the music, there's so much subliminal messages that go on in the music, in the TV shows, in the cartoons, everything. But But Jay-Z did it in a great way this time around. So that's what I'm thinking, like, yo, why would he just turn it down? Why wouldn't he use that platform to uplift us, you know, or liberate us in a different way for us to understand exactly what he was trying to do in 444? I think that that would have been amazing, you know, especially because he's on tour right now. He's on tour right now as well. So I want to know, because I'm not going to the show, but I just want to know that in that show, is he doing something to help sway the message that he was putting out at the same time? Or is he actually, you know, going full throttle with it? Like, you know, Kanye style, when Kanye put the his album out and he had like the whole backdrop and all that other extra stuff because he wanted everybody to see what he was saying in his music. You know what I mean? He was trying to make the stage his art. You know, he was trying to make the stage his music. So I want to know if Jay-Z's doing that. So if you go to a Jay-Z concert, if you bought tickets to the 444 tour, I want to know what he's doing on that tour. I want to know exactly, you know, how he's putting out that message that he put in his music this time around. So give us a call, 215-490-9832. And I also want to know your perspective or your opinion on why you think Jay-Z turned down the offer to perform, you know, at the Super Bowl this year. And I honestly think it's because of the controversy. I don't think he wants to get tied up. You know, he low key. So he don't want to get tied up in all that controversy that goes along with the NFL that's going on right now, especially with everything that's going on with Colin and all the other African-American players that are being, you know, affected by the percentage rate dropping, the ratings and everything dropping on the NFL. But yes, we do have Tab Money coming up around the 8:30 time here on Revive Radio. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we will be getting into money talks. We're talking money all day today here on Revive. Once again, this is Money Talk Part 2. We're going to be having Tab Money and Khadija from Money Honey Co. come back on and just educate us about financial literacy, generational wealth, investments, anything that you need. I know Tab sent me her notes early. I'm like, oh, Tab got some good stuff. She was talking about some ROIs, all that stuff, return on your investment. She got some good gems she's going to be dropping for us today here on Revive. Man, Harmony, when it comes to saving and spending, what you out there doing? Before we go on this commercial break, I want to know what you doing. Tell the people a little bit about what you doing when it comes to saving and spending.
So I definitely answer this question on Monday on DG Radio. So make sure y'all tune in every Monday on DG Radio with Revive starting at 8 p.m. Honestly, I am going to put aside maybe a couple dollars for myself, and then I'll probably spend, not recklessly, but if I've been waiting for something or saving something in my cart, I'm going to just kind of sneak that. So I'm definitely going to save and pay myself first, and then I'm going to kind of spend what I have left, which is probably not even right, but that's why I'm listening to Tab Money Habits, so I can get it together.
I was just in your car. You had a whole Macy's bag in the back seat. I'm just saying, like, you talking about you saving. You ain't saving nothing, man. But you know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We're going on a very quick commercial break. Right up next, we're going to have your girl Tab Money and Khadija coming on the line. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We talking money all day today on Money Talks with your girl POC.
Separate my thoughts from my being. Throw me up in the air, way up to the ceiling. I fly 1,000 times towards the space of you. Navigate my sight, just foreseeing a fraction of a second. Examinate my steps while I'm walking. The desert may be full of sand, and my footprints may be fading.
Let's say you don't care about Theater of Life on Lombard and Broad, or One World just over on 16th. The walls are just part of the program. Murals can boost property values and combat blight. That Common Threads building, today it's being marketed as the Mural Lofts. People see those murals, too. In 2014, tours of the city brought 15,000 people to see the murals, with 65% leaving the center of the city to see more neighborhoods. Across the street from Common Threads, you'll find a mural on a school. In addition to employing artists, Mural Arts includes education programs for about 1,000 students. Mural Arts also designs some programs specifically for artists with mental health and substance abuse challenges. The Yale School of Medicine found that this public art helped public health. And the Mural Arts Guild program for formerly incarcerated individuals reduced the rate of return to prison. The laundry list of benefits is impressive, but these murals are really about communities expressing themselves. Whether it's a photorealistic picture of a legendary pool player or a modern collage featuring icons like The Roots, the goal is to help communities make the city their city, whether they like Shepard Fairey or Keith Haring or Frank Sinatra.
What we want is for the community to be okay with it, right? To be inspired by it, to have it have so that it has meaning for them. And then all of it together, it's like this giant crescendo that really speaks to the importance of not just beauty, but beauty does have importance, but also representation. And how that representation happens, it can happen all different ways. How great is that, that we get to experience all these different narratives that in the end speak about our lives? But isn't that what art does, that it shines a light on our diversity, but lifts up our commonality, and in the end connects us to all that makes us human? I think at the end of the day, that probably inspires me almost more than anything.
James Baldwin said, "I am not who you say I am." Mm-hmm. And he talked about his father who believed the lie that white America had told him, the stereotypical representation of his blackness, not the brilliant, beautiful black man that he was, not the independent author of his own existence. He was dependent upon a culture that would demonize him and give him a sense of himself that was limited and circumscribed. So James Baldwin wanted to break out of that box, right. And he wanted black America to break out of that box. And as the first day of Black History Month, this celebrates the fact that black history is not just for black people, it's for everybody. Toni Morrison is great for all people. John Coltrane is great for all people. Whoopi Goldberg is great for all of America.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that. It's your girl, POC.
Yes, yes, we are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive. It's me, your girl, POC. I'm going to be live on your airways each and every winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So make sure you guys stay tuned and spread the word, spread the word. You can also go to Tune In. You can download the app and just search Time for an Awakening. You can download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. Hit Meet Your Girl POC each and every Wednesday and Sunday. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Follow us on Revive_POC, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are live posting and live tweeting. If you hit us up on Facebook or Twitter right now, even on Instagram, we will read your post, your comment, your question, your concern, whatever it may be, live on air right now, because we want to engage with you guys each and every day. Before we get to Tab Money with Tab Money Habits, I do want to drop this one fact that I just learned as we're talking about money, you guys. So 94% of bills contain bacteria. 94% of bills contain bacteria. Gross, disgusting. So every time we touch some money, because you know money just cycles over and over and over again, every time we touch money, we are touching pretty much bacteria, viruses, germs, people sneezing, people snot, people boogers, all that. Just think about that. A study in 2002 found that approximately 94% of paper money that moves from hand to hand is contaminated with bacteria. That is gross. There are around 7% that is affected. About 7% of people are affected by their by money. Their health is affected by their money. You should see my face. It's all tight. I'm over here like, I got, you know what I'm saying? I be all freaked out when I go to restaurants trying to wash my hands every time. So now I got to wash my hands every time I touch the money. That's crazy.
You should have been washing your hands after money.
I wasn't thinking like that. You know what I'm saying? We get all pressed. We get a little change in our pocket. So we get a little pressed. We don't know how to act. But to know that, you know, 7% of people are affected by, you know, their health is affected by just touching money is crazy. How you feel about that, Amna?
Well, I was a toll collector once in my lifetime when I was younger. So just to touch money, I wore gloves. You can see the dirt on the money, the coins. They, you know, the coins that stick in your cup holder that you got to get out from the bottom with the stuff on it.
With the brown stuff, all the black stuff, all gucky and yucky, just sitting at the bottom. Yeah, that's how you know it's real, when the two pennies, they hang two pennies and they stuck together. I know that was a disgusting job. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yo, that is nasty. But we do got Tab Money coming up here on Revive with Tab Money Habits. Yo, Tab, what it do? How you feeling out there?
What's going on, Revive Radio, True Hot, POC, how y'all feel?
We good, man. We were just talking about, y'all, this fact that I just spit. 94% of money contains bacteria, Tab.
Man, we already knew that. Who washed the money out here?
Who wash him? Oh, that's a good question. Who out here washing money? I never thought about it like that, though. Yo, but 7% of people, health is affected by just touching money. Can you get an understanding? Like, does that, like, you know what I mean? Can you fathom that for real?
Like I said, washing money out here. Ain't nobody washing money. So it's hard not to accept the fact that money is dirty. Like, money, so many hands that go through, so many registers, grounds. Like you said, so many germs that people have. Nobody's out here cleaning money when they transfer it to the next person. So, of course, it's going to be dirty.
Wow, man, I never thought about that. That's why you gotta do your research, because I never really thought about that. And now I know why people in the grocery store, they be wearing the gloves and everything. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to be safe, and they really are trying to be safe, because they ain't trying to get infected. But what's good, Tab? How you feeling, man? We pulling out that vending machine. We about to try to make some cash this weekend. How you feeling, man? We got this all night market coming up on Saturday. You know, we pulling out that vending machine. Tell the people a little bit about it.
All right, so in D.C., it's a such thing called Art All Night. It starts from 6 to 7 p.m. and goes to 3 a.m. It literally is just what it is. It's art all night. It's happening in all districts across D.C. The main district that I'm going to be in, PLT is going to be in, is going to be in Congress Heights. And we're going to be just vending all night. There's going to be workshops for kids. Free workshops for kids and adults literally all night. Every corridor of D.C. is going to be popping all night with art, and it's 11. They started it about 3 years ago, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you can, I would check out all the corridors in D.C. as far as Georgia Avenue, 8th Street, U Street, everywhere is just going to be popping with art. And if you're an artist like myself and PLC, you definitely want to get involved, network, meet tons of people, bring your kids out. This is a time when literally the kids can stay up till 3 a.m. and have so much free fun. Not even paid fun, but free fun. And the adults can enjoy as well.
I love how you said that.
We will be at Congress Heights Austin Cultural Center for the duration of the event. Well, Art All Night, just vending, vending, vending. So come get you your Revive gear, your Russell Brand gear, your CB Lifestyle gear, Southside Creative. Shout out to all the creatives that's going to be in the building at Congress Heights Austin Cultural Center. So just look us up. We're going to be in Southeast, Southside, Washington, D.C. Come holler at us.
Yo, Ted, we got to get that address for him, man. I'm looking up the address right now. I got to get that address for him so we can put that out so they know exactly where it is. You know, we don't need no excuses over there why they couldn't show up because they couldn't find it. So we need to make sure we get that address. Yo, Harmony, can you find that address for us so we can get that out? Definitely. And I love how you said free fun. You know what I mean? Because people think you can't have fun, you know, if it's free. That is not true. I love free fun. Trust me. And I know for a fact it's going to be lit out here in the DMV area this weekend. So make sure you, if you're in the DMV area, right now, make sure you guys come out and support me and Tab Money with this Russell Brand movement we're trying to do with this gear. We're pulling out the vending machine. We got something for everyone. You know, we got something for your friends, your family, your grandma, your sister, brother, uncle, cousin. So make sure you guys stay tuned to the Revive platform so you can know how to find us. We're gonna put that address out for you guys as well. But Tab, today is Money Talks Part 2.
Address for you.
Oh, what's the address? Go ahead.
Before we start, for you, because this is in my neighborhood, this is in my backyard, this is one of my favorite places to go in D.C., Congress Heights, Austin Cultural Center. It's 3200 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., 232 is the zip code. It's, like I said, it's literally walking distance in my neighborhood. I literally walk there like once a week.
Awesome.
It's so many art, it's so much art. You'll love it when you see the place. They expanded from last year. The building is bigger. The atmosphere is nice. It's just awesome vibe. Shout out to Kiana. She be holding it down, young entrepreneur all by herself. So, yeah, shout out to my folks, to Congress Heights, for everything that they're doing for the community and for the artist community as well, keeping the arts alive on the south side of Washington, D.C., and that's something that they're trying to keep alive, because you know about the gentrification happening in Washington, D.C. So right now, Southside creates last bits and pieces.
I'm with you on that one, Tab. Definitely. We are. Make sure we bring that address back one more time before the show's over. But we do have a caller on the line, so I want to get to this caller before we get started, because we got Khadijah on the line, too. And I want Khadijah to go ahead and introduce herself. Once again, today is Money Talks Part 2 with Tab Money and Khadijah from Money Honey Co. But let's get to this caller real quick. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? All right, I think we lost that caller. But yo, Khadijah, what it do? Welcome back to Revive. How you feeling today, Khadijah?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry you faded out a little bit. We couldn't hear you.
I am doing great. Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm excited that you're back on. Thank you for coming back on and being ready to bless these airways each and every time you get on. Yo, Tab, you got Khadijah on the waves with us. How you feeling?
Khadijah, how are you?
I am good. I can't complain.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're collaborating on this. I applaud you, PLC, for keeping us
I had to. We got so much feedback from Money Talks Part 1. We got so much feedback. People was loving Khadijah. They was loving you guys and how, you know, the energy and it was so, you know, it was organic and people was feeling it. People thought you guys knew each other. I'm like, nah, we just put them together and they just, you know, blended. That's just how it's going to be. So we're going to bring it right back for you guys with Money Talks Part 2. Yo, what have you guys been doing in your financial world differently since the last time we talked to you? And I'm going to start with you, Tab.
All right, so this kind of gets into my question of the day, but I'm starting to get, like, I'm always looking into some, like, this, the next phase of Tab Money Habits is investing. We have our money in different, like, stocks, real estate, retirement accounts and different kinds of accounts, but what I'm really getting interested in is in Bitcoin. So I've been doing a lot of research on Bitcoin to see how it's actually played. And since I just started on that subject, I do want to start today so we can get these calls.
Yo, Ted, watch your service, man. Watch your service. You keep going in and out. Watch your service.
I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I be traveling. I'm on this hotel Wi-Fi. So we get into the question of the day that's based off what I'm actually learning is, what is a Bitcoin? So I'm giving away free Revive gear to anybody who can call in with the answer to what.
What but is Bitcoin? The question of today is, what is Bitcoin? That's what Tab Money. She's giving away some free Revive gift. You can answer that question right now. Khadija, this don't count. You can't answer that one. Khadija.
I can't answer that.
You can't answer that one.
I'm going to ask my friends to get on the answer so they can
Yeah, you
can
definitely
then.
Do that. Don't be cheating, though. Tell them to call in, though. 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. And what about you, Khadija? What have you been doing differently?
So I'm not as sophisticated as Tab with Bitcoin and blockchain technology and all that cool stuff, but I have been putting more money into my investment account actually. So it's perfect that Tab wants to talk about investments next with Tab Money Habits, because that's something that I'm getting into and I'm enjoying watching this money grow. And like, I finally feel like I understand what rich people say when they're like, my money makes money while I'm asleep. Because my money been making money while I'm sleeping.
I'm with it. I'm definitely with it. Go ahead and tell the people who you are, Khadija. I forgot to let you introduce yourself. Go ahead and introduce yourself in Money Honey Co.
The bio you gave last time was so good. I just thought that I was going to hear it again. So I'm not prepared to introduce myself.
Be organic. Tell the people who you are.
So, hi, everyone. My name's Khadija. And the reason why... blog called Money Honey. Money Honey is a blog that I started in 2016 with the goal of just sharing the resources that I was learning. I felt very blessed and fortunate to be able to have conversations with certain type of people, be in class, learning certain types of things, and I felt like it was important for me to give back all of the things that I was learning, so I created Money Honey. Money Honey has been down for the last couple of months, though, but it will be back soon, and I'm rebranding it to not only focus on financial literacy, but to kind of be a resource for what I'm calling a first-generation success story. What I mean by first-generation success story is the person who's the first person in their family to do anything. So for me, I'm the first person in my family to go to college, the first person in my family to work in corporate my family to move away from the city. And there were a lot of questions that I had that I didn't have anybody to turn to. But now my younger sister is going through some of the same things that I had to go through, and she has me to turn to answer those questions. So I want Money Honey to be a resource for all those people out there that don't have a big sister that can answer questions for them, or they don't have a big cousin that can answer questions for them. And Money Honey will literally talk about everything. So it will reiterate a lot of the things that Tab talks about on Tab Money Habits, but we'll also talk about things like moving to a new city, how you shouldn't be afraid of doing that, or like, what are things that you can do if you didn't go to college, and how you can still be successful those ways. So different things like that. So I kind of talked more about my blog and not about me, but if you want to know about me, I'm Khadija, live in New York City, living in Brooklyn right now, studied at Penn State, one of the greatest institutions in the world, and I study finance and accounting. Yeah, that's me.
Awesome. Awesome. And one thing you said too there, plus your resume is impeccable. I appreciate that. But one thing that you said too was that, you know, you and your sister was doing something. That's what me and Tab are trying to do too, which is creating the generational wealth that we're talking about, right? But you said that's your little sister. Do you think that, this is my question to both of you guys, do you think that we can learn from the generation that's behind us when it's coming to learning more information about financial literacy? Do you think that, you know, you don't always have to learn from the generation in front of you? Do you think it's important that we also learn from the generation behind us as well? I'm going to start with you, Khadija.
Behind us meaning like, my sister.
Yeah, our younger siblings or our younger cousin, or, you know, we're out of college now, but if we go back and speak at an institution and we get information from a freshman, you know, at that institution, and it just shocks the hell out of us, you know what I mean? Do you think it's important that we go and, you know, to speak to the youth and see what their thoughts are about financial literacy?
100%. And a lot of financial literacy programs actually focus on younger people for that reason, right? So a lot of programs will come into elementary schools with the hope that it's easier to teach a kindergartner about saving than it is to teach someone that's 46. So this kindergartner can go home and share with their parents what they're learning, and hopefully parents will catch on and adopt some of the things that this kindergartner is learning, or first grader or second grader. So I think that you can learn from anyone. So, for example, I went back to Penn State last week for recruiting, and I was recruiting, so like students were like trying to impress me, and by them trying to impress me, they were like giving me some valuable information. So like this one guy comes up to me and he's like, "So like, did you know that because of the hurricanes that are happening, the price of oranges are going up because in Florida, that's what oranges are." And I was like, "Oh, snaps!" Like, thank
that's
you
a gem. I did not know that.
And right, I didn't even thought about, but like, that's important. Like, there's a
that's
market
huge.
For oranges, and orange juice, it might be a little more expensive this week than it was last week. And that was just simply because, I mean, for one, he was trying to impress me because he wants a job. But for two, had I been closed-minded and thought that I could learn absolutely nothing from him, I wouldn't have learned that the price of oranges went up. And now I know not to buy oranges this week. I'll wait a couple weeks to buy some oranges. So I know that was like a very specific example, but you can for sure learn financial literacy or literally anything, because people will have programs like Comcast has a program where they teach younger kids how to use the computers and the internet with the hopes that they'll be able to bring that into their households and then teach their parents and their grandparents, which is a lot easier to teach a child than it is to teach an older adult who's already stuck in their ways or already been doing something for doing things a certain way for so long.
Yes, and I agree with you. That is a huge plug. I appreciate him putting that information so you can come, you know, and tell us that information. I would never guess that. That is so true. But we do got a call on the line. Let's see if they got a question or an answer for us. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? I guess everybody on that same Wi-Fi tab guy. Yo, Tab, what's up with the Wi-Fi today, man?
That's
Definitely. So, Tab, do you think it's important that we learn from the generation that's behind us, you know, the next generation up and coming, when it comes to financial literacy as well?
Of course. Like, and what Khadija just literally just said is I prefer to teach a kid anything versus teaching an older person who's stubborn and stuck on their ways. And like she said, a kid, you can teach a kid and they'll go back home and they'll be able to teach someone else, even if they don't even fully understand it. If a kid asks you to help them or to help them with their assignments, you most likely together. And that's literally my goal with financial literacy, is to teach the kids as young as possible, so it'll already be in their muscle memory. So by the time they become grown up, it's already in their subconscious, and we don't even have to think about it. This is naturally happening. And then another addition to that is that it's duality. If you know that you're the teacher, you also know that you're the student as well, and vice versa. So in life and in the universe, we have to practice duality at all times. So, of course, I see that Lou Gehrig when they say, on the front it say teach mode, on the back it say student mode, because we always have to practice duality.
Agreed. I agree with you on that. You definitely have to be able to balance, especially in a teacher's mode and a student's mode, because some people think, you know, they get to the highest level of, you know, education and they can no longer be students anymore. They believe that they're the educators, but at the end of the day, you can still learn. It's always something to, you know, for you to learn. It's always something new for you to figure out. So I definitely agree with you there. But Tab, go ahead and jump a little bit into, you know, your lesson that you had, because you sent me some notes and it looked amazing. So go ahead and, you know, get the Tab Money habits popping a little bit.
All right, so everybody already knows phase two of Tab Money Habits is investing in self. Phase one was all about saving, and then the most important step is investing. So that's step two, where we're at today. Saving is pointless without investing. So the word of today is investing. Investing act of committing money or capital to an endeavor such as a business project, real estate, or fund in hopes of getting a return. So investing. So right now I want to get into to invest with little money. Matter of fact, because we are doing teamwork, and I'm like, Khadija starts before I dive into like simple ways of investing, because I like the idea that me and Khadija collaborate on. So Khadija, if you don't mind starting with the scenario that you, me and you talked about.
Of course.
Before I dive too deep into the lesson.
Well, Tab and I just the importance of investing and saving, and how important it is to start early. So what I did was kind of came up with two scenarios of two similar people. One person starts saving at 25 and the other person starts saving at. And I just want to share what the differences are and how the time value of money works. And just so you can see just how important it is to start very early on. So I have her name is Takia. She's one of Big Money Honey's biggest supporters, so she knows that.
Khadija, your phone is kind of going out too. You getting that Tab Wi-Fi connection right now. Your phone kind of going out.
Tab Wi-Fi connection. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Tab, go ahead and pick it up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was trying to be fancy on a headset, but now I'll just hold the phone. So person number one is Takia. Takia is a Money Honey supporter, so she's a little smart when it comes to saving, and she knows that she needs to So we're going to say that Takia is 25 years old. She makes about $45,000 a year, and she decided that she wants to put away $100 a month until she's 65. So this is like, think of like, this is Takia putting away $100 every month into an IRA account. And so that's $1,200 per year.
Yo, Khadija, we don't know what an IRA account is. You just hit us with a banger. We over here trying to Google now. You know what I'm saying?
IRA account is yet. Tab is covering that after me. Okay, let's scratch IRA account. Because Tab's going to go into that with her lesson. We're going to say that Takia is just putting money into, let's just say, an investment account.
Let's keep it simple.
An investment account. And she puts away $100 every month, so that's $1,200 a year. And her investment account gets her 5% interest. So because our kid starts at 25, by the time she's 65, her $100 a year turns into $144,959. So she almost has $145,000 by the time she's 65, just because she put away $100 a month starting at 25, and until she's 65. So she will have total $145,000, and she will have only have put out $48,000 in total. But the interest that she gained because she started so early. Get that?
Can I lie? No, that was real fast. That was real fast for me, because me and Harmony was over here Googling. We was taking notes and all that. I'm not even going to lie. We really got a pen and paper out right now.
This is good. This is good, because if you didn't get it, that means that no one on the call probably got it either. So Taki is 25.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to start saving now. She's going to put away $100 every, and that's, so say she's going to put away $1,200 a year. From the time she's 25 to the time she's ready to retire at 65.
Okay.
So if you think about you putting away $1,200 a year for 40 years, you're putting away $48,000. You're setting aside $48,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, but since you're putting it into an investment account that gains interest of 5%, and it's interest compounds, that's also a difficult term. The interest like grows on each other, so like this money is making money while Takia is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
By the time
which compounds actually means is working for us, is sleeping.
One more time, compound means what?
We put it in layman's terms, so compound means your money is working for itself while you're sleeping.
awesome. Your money is working for yourself while you're sleeping.
Right. So Takiya, she got a lot of nights of sleep from the time she's 25 to the time she's 65. So her $48,000, because this interest of 5% is compounding, this $48,000 turns into $145,000 because of this interest.
Okay. Okay.
Got that? So we're on the same page now?
Yes, yes, yes. I got better notes this time around. I got better notes.
Okay, great. So just keep in mind, Takiya only had to put out $48,000, but because she put it in a good account that was getting her 5% interest, she can now retire with $145,000 in her bank account.
And that's just off the money she saved.
Well, she really only put away $48,000. It just grew because her money was making money while she was sleeping.
Whoa, that's a blueprint. I need everyone. Man, that was amazing. Everyone need to pull out a pen and paper right now. Right now. Right now. Yo, Tab, I got a question. Someone hit me up on Twitter.
No, I don't want to cut you off, but I have another scenario for you, too.
Bet.
So we have person number two. Person number two is Bria. Bria just started listening to Tap Money Habits every other Wednesday, and she's 35 years old. And she's like, oh, snaps, like, I'm a little late in the game. I'm 35. I need to start saving. So let's say that Bria makes around the same amount that Takiya makes, so she can only afford to put away $100 a month also. So Bria only has 30 years until she's 65, so she can only put away $1,200 a year for 30 years, which is a total of $36,000. And by the time she's 65, because she waited 10 years later than Takiya, she'll only have $79,000. So around $80,000. So you see how big of the difference is, because Bria started when she was 35 versus Takiya starting when she was 25.
Big
so Takiya
difference.
Has $145,000, which is about $65,000 more than Bria does, because Bria waited an entire 10 years
to start
saving the same amount.
And
she only put out a difference of $12,000, right?
Definitely. But that's a big difference. You sound like that's the only difference. I think that's huge. $12,000 is a big difference, especially when it comes to retirement.
But it's still not the difference that we really want you to see is the difference from 145 at 65 versus 80 grand at 65.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if the 12,000 is really not nothing, but if you do 145,000 divided by 80,000, that's the difference that we want you to see from investing from starting earlier at age 25 versus starting later at age 35.
I see it. I hear it and I see it. Trust me. For real, definitely. But Tab, I wanted to get to the question of the day because somebody hit me up on Twitter. They said, is it big coins or is it bit coins?
B-I-T coin.
All right, go ahead and say the question of the day once again. Before you get started, once again, if you just now tuned in, you are listening to Tab Money and Khadijah from Money Honey Co. Make sure you guys stay tuned to timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, you can join in the conversation. Give us a call, 215-490-9832. Tab got a question of the day for you guys to come cop this free revive gear. So make sure you guys give us a call. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. This is Money Talks Part 2, man. Tab, what's the question of the day?
What is Bitcoin? B-I-T-C-O-I-N. What is a Bitcoin?
What is a Bitcoin, you guys? We got a caller, Tab. Let's see what this caller talking about. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
How you doing? My name is E from She Rockin' City.
Hey, I love you, E. What it do?
Hey, before I answer the question of the day, because like I'm not sure on my answer, but based off of what I've heard about it, because I've heard about Bitcoins before, I got an answer. But I just wanted to say something real quick. I wrote these bars real quick about black women, right? And it was I was inspired by this show. It's real quick. I said, I cannot wait till I can give her ass a million flat, and I bet you a yard that she flipping back how it's supposed to go. I'm in love with the black women like collusion, though. Every time I see her, she tell me her emotion growing. I tell her chill out like Elsa on that Frozen flow. It ain't because I don't want her, and I hope she know, because she'll knock out like a left hand throw from Smoking Joe. But she's summoning all the feelings that I don't control. Her emotional powers is simply the dopest show. Now, a Bitcoin is
I like how you did that. I like how you did that. Go ahead and answer the question. I love it. Keep it going. Answer the question.
Online, it's from what I understand that can in the any currency in well with participating. You know how McDonald's at the end of their commercial, even though they feed you poison, she say with participating McDonald's and stuff like that. So any participating country, from what I understand, it's online currency that can be translated into any currency on the planet, as long as that place.
Oh, yeah, service is crazy.
Hey, you a winner, baby. Just know that.
He won?
Yes.
All right, so what is the answer? What is the answer? He said it was it's currency that you get over the internet and you can change it into money in any country. What is he talking about?
Not any country, but any participating country.
A participating country. Things to certain vendors, it doesn't have to be a country, it can be McDonald's, Best Buy, anybody, Apple, anybody who coins, you can use it for Bitcoin. Starbucks may take, for example, may take Bitcoins, and you can go to Starbucks and pay with Bitcoin. But Bitcoin is cash for the internet, it's digital money or digital cash, exactly what he's so it's cryptocurrency, and basically. You could spend it at any participating retailer, vendor, country, and it's literally that. So you know how you were talking about that dirty money that we got to touch? Bitcoins is something that is clean money that you don't even have to touch. You don't get no bacteria. You don't even have to touch it. It's all digital.
So you invest your money on like an internet stock trade or something?
It's not an internet stock trade. You can trade Bitcoin, but literally
you can buy a Lucy with Bitcoin.
Oh, you out.
You can buy Bitcoins with your credit card or with cash, and you can literally just buy Bitcoins as if you were going to buy stocks, or if you were going to buy headphones or microphones, whatever you want to buy, whatever your product is. But you can literally just go pay your cash money and buy Bitcoins, and then use them to buy something else or to invest in something else.
Excuse me, tab money? So correct me if I'm wrong, right? I just want to go back over it. So you're saying any just to use Bitcoins can use them in any country worldwide, they could use Bitcoins if they choose to?
Yes.
All right, cool. That's so now that we done...
just like you, how you said with the... example, it's like any participator, seller, or country.
All right, so I got a question to follow with that. Hold on, Edo. Let me ask you one question, Tab. So, how do you actually physically? I know you said that you know it's not something you touch, but how do you make that tangible? Like, how can I go touch that cash? So, let's just say, you know, I'm someone who needs liquid cash on the go at all times. So, how do I make my Bitcoin liquid?
It's the internet. So if you got your phone, you walking around with your phone, you can use it for anything. It's not literally tangible. It's intangible because it's like I said, it's digital money. It's digital currency. It's cryptocurrency. It's only over the web. So anything that has internet or you can pay for anything online, you can use Bitcoins for. So like you know how. Like, say if you go into Starbucks, I'm just using Starbucks for example. I'm not sure, really sure if they take Bitcoin, but I just know you can go to Starbucks and you can pay for your coffee with your phone. And so you knowing that this retailer takes online payment, then that's one way that you can Bitcoins if a retailer takes online payment, or you can pay with different things like that.
I got another question that just got off of Twitter.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead, Edo. Go ahead.
All right, so what about people that have bank accounts through their phone? Is Bitcoins, are Bitcoins, do you think they could be transferred to an account if it's an online-based account? Because I know Wells Fargo and a couple other banks do that.
It's actually the opposite. So you would have to transfer your cash into Bitcoin. So you would need to transfer, like, say if you were going from your account, you can put it into, you put that cash into your Bitcoin account. And literally, if you go to Bitcoin.com, you can find out about how to get an account. Bitcoins Connect is something that I'm more familiar with Bitcoin, so that I can use Bitcoins Connect or BitConnect to actually do some trading and then investing in Bitcoin.
That's huge. Okay. These are things I did not know. That's huge.
I'm trying to step outside of just this tangible money and get hip to digital money, because Bitcoin has been going around for some time now, and it's not really with technology just advancing and everything just going digital. So we're not going to be touching nothing. Everything's going to be going through the phone. Everything's already over the web and the internet. So why not invest in Bitcoin? If we see that trend, and we all paying attention to even how the kids now are starting off with cell phones and iPads, and eventually in 20, 30 years, everything's going to be a Bitcoin, especially the way that the dollar's turning. Because I gave y'all a homework assignment a few weeks ago, like starting to watch Bloomberg the online or on TV. And if you just Bloomberg News, this is the assist of the week again. Just Bloomberg News. You can literally get the app on your phone. You can get the magazine. You can watch it on TV. You can watch it on web. I also watch it at work on the web. Just have it playing in the background. Or you can do it on the radio as well. Podcast as well. Understand, you'll see the trends as they talk more about how everything is just going into digital and digital and digital. So why not invest in digital money?
Dope. I got two questions from Twitter, Tab. I got two questions from Twitter. Someone says, so is it like Apple Pay? Is it similar to Apple Pay?
Very.
The transaction is similar to Apple Pay, but the currency is not of Apple Pay. The currency that you're using with Apple Pay is still U.S. dollars. Bitcoin, like I said, is cryptocurrency. So it's technically not U.S. dollars. It's digital currency, so it doesn't have it's not on the exchange rate like how you see yen and euros and U.S. dollars. It's not that type of cryptocurrency, but the transaction is just like Apple Pay. Everything is digital.
Okay, that's a good one.
Excuse me, Ted.
What it do?
Hey, no, but what I think, you know, that person may have been asking, and they may or may not. But what I'm saying is the transaction for humans the same? I think you explained it as far as how it works in their environment, you know what I mean, and the people who set this up and stuff like that, which honestly, and when you said, like, look, we always have in the future. And the fact that we see little kids with tablets and iPhones and stuff like that, you're absolutely right. But I think what that person was asking was more for the personal interaction. If it's like Apple Pay as far as what I'm going to have to mean. And that's why I said exactly. Because based off of, you're just going to be putting your money in a different place. It's basically like you paying a phone bill for Verizon or paying a phone bill for T-Mobile. You know what I mean? You're going to be able to do similar things. But, I mean, if I'm...
Now, I'm with you, E. I love your passion, too, but we got another caller, though. Hold on, Tab. Before you break down what E was just about to say, let's get to this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? All right, Tab, get back to what E was saying, because I want to hear a little bit about it, and then I want to get to the next question, too. Let me actually put the next question out there to see if this breaks it down a little bit more. So do you think, I'm sorry, this is what they said. They said, so is this good for international travelers, I'm sorry, as well?
Yes, but international travel, you just got to be careful and see where locally are you, or where internationally are you traveling, and that Bitcoin. That's my whole thing, because if you go into a third world country and you expect them to use Bitcoin, that's not a digital country. You got to go to a country where the infrastructure is set up and built for digital technology and digital currency. So again, like I said, everything is pushing towards digital. And to answer E's question, for the human experience, it is similar to Apple Pay as far as like paying digitally, but it's not U.S. dollars again. So with Apple Pay, you're still using your money from your Wells Fargo account. With Bitcoins, you're using your money from your Bitcoin account. It's only keeping your Bitcoin account only keeps Bitcoins. It does not hold U.S. dollars. It does not hold euros. It does not hold yen or pesos and none of that thing. You literally, your Bitcoin account only holds Bitcoins. There's no, can I pay half in U.S. dollars and pay half of Bitcoins? No. If the retail or vendor or only accept Bitcoins or only accept U.S. dollars, you can't to and say, I want to pay 50% with Bitcoins and 50% with dollars. No, it doesn't work like that.
I want that all away. And Khadijah, we did not forget about you. People just, you know, got questions about this Bitcoin. So definitely stay with us, Khadijah. But I do want to get to this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Shannon from Tampa, Florida. What's good?
What's up, Shannon? How you feeling today? Thank you for supporting Revive.
How you doing? Of course, I love Revive. Revive all the way live.
Thank you. What was your question or your comment today? We were talking about Bitcoin.
I just wanted to know how did it come about for learning Bitcoin today? I'm very excited. I'm a Bitcoin holder myself.
Can you tell us more about it from your personal experience? And I'll tell you why I chose this question of today after you tell me Bitcoin.
Okay, well, my personal experience was just as a college student that graduated in 2014, I was out in the real world with a regular job, and I just felt like it wasn't enough. So I was trying to find another residual income, and I came across Bitcoin. And Bitcoin, it was around $100 when I first seen it. Okay, so I brought it to my fiance. I'm like, babe, I think this might be the move. She was like, nah, that's fake money. So I said, okay. So then I came back at $400. And I said, look, this thing done jumped up $300. She said, get it now. So I started acquiring Bitcoin. But at the point in time, my first purchase was at $400. And then it was increasing. It went from $400 to $600. So then I started buying more, and then I started buying more until I accumulated almost all the way up to 16 Bitcoins. But as you can see right now, the price of a Bitcoin is almost $4,000.
Definitely. So
that's huge, Shannon. That's huge. Where you live at again?
In Tampa, Florida.
That's awesome, Shannon, that you said that, because you think about it when you, like you said, 2014, here it is to 2017. So when you literally think about it, if you were, even from Khadijah's example earlier, if you would have got in at $100 when Bitcoins was $100 versus what they are now at $4,000, you would have made then.
Don't even think about it like that. Think about 7 years ago. 7 years ago, $5 is $4.4 million. So whatever you have with $5 7 years ago is $4.4 million. $100 7 years ago is $75 million. And those resources came from CNBC and Fortune magazine.
And that brings me to why I got into this topic or this question of today, because I just wanted to open people's minds to something different about, like I said, going into this digital age. And for myself, I'm trying to, like you said, this 9-to-5 is not cutting it for me. Even like my retirement accounts, it's like I'm getting old with that now. Like, yeah, they're making money while I'm asleep, but what else can I invest my money on? So like you said, that $5 really is $4 million. And so like that's how I kind of, and I've been watching, I watch Bloomberg News like almost every morning, and I listen to it while I'm at work. And then it's just like BitConnect just kept popping in my mind. Like, yeah, Tech, you need to do some more research and get into Bitcoin. Because like you said, it's $4,000 right now. Just imagine what it's going to be in 20 years where everything is just digital.
But not even with that, if and not to even cut you off, but in the situation of what currency is and what fiat currency is, if you just think about a timeline, okay, even within that timeline, and probably back in the 1900s, people were using quarters and nickels and pennies and dimes. But then think about that person back then that had a dollar. Everybody wanted that dollar. But then think that had money. $20 for your parents or for your grandparents is way different than what $20 is today. That's called inflation. Think about what a Snickers Facts. Was when we were younger. A Snickers was young. It was 15 cents for my granddaddy. Like now it's $1.25 for the people that's 10 to 5 years old that eat Snickers.
Facts.
Like when we were younger. You know what I'm saying? I'm 26 years old. Gas was under a dollar. It ain't under a dollar no more. If I ever see that, that's where I'm at.
It was like a dollar when I was born. I was born in 93.
So I'm with it. I definitely... Yeah. I can concur, especially by you being in Florida, you know, because Khadijah was telling us earlier that, you know, the prices of oranges was going up because of everything that was happening, you know, with the hurricane that just hit Florida. So everything is, you know, going up. Inflation is crazy in the state of Florida right now. So how is it affecting you, you know, by us talking money and everything like that? How is, you know, everything that happened in Florida affecting you, Shannon?
Honestly, it is what it is. The way that it affect me is more so you just have to deal with it. How else you going to get those essentials or those resources? So either way, it has to be made for, you know what I'm saying? But people out here, they're going to get it either way.
I'm with you. And I thank both you and E for calling in for that great commentary, man. You guys did a great job. And Shannon, you got to teach me a little bit, too, about that Bitcoin. I know you've been trying to get me on, so I appreciate that. Shout out to them. Tab, what you about to say?
Before E and Shannon, can you get both of that information? I'm going to give both of them free gifts.
Bad. Yo, Tab gonna get y'all some free gear today. So I'm gonna make sure I hit both of you guys up.
Talking about Revive all the way live. I need some of that gear because y'all the truth.
Thank you.
You feel me? I need that hat for the video anyway. So y'all, you know I got the bars, kid.
I appreciate you both calling and supporting, definitely. But let's jump back into this lesson plan that we have for you guys today. But we do got another caller. Yo, Khadijah, we got the callers, man. They calling in. We got one more caller. Let's get to this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name? Where you calling from? All right, they making a little noise. I guess they got a little nervous. Yo, Khadijah, what's up? You still with us today?
Yes, I am still here.
All right, man. It was on that Bitcoin wave. They was definitely on that Bitcoin wave. But I got a question for both of you, and I'm going to start with you, Khadijah.
Can I ask Tab a question about Bitcoin quickly?
Sure. Go in. Jump in.
Yes.
Tab, can you share with us, so a lot of what I'm hearing is that, like, it's this online currency, and certain countries have accepted or adopted it as an official form of currency. Can you tell us, like, what you've purchase with Bitcoin, or like where you've gone somewhere to purchase something with Bitcoin?
I literally just, like I said, I just go on bitcoins.com and BitConnect and just buy my, well, I haven't started because, like you said, they are, but I'm saving up for Bitcoin. But what I have been going into to even just get an account to even get Bitcoins is BitConnect. BitConnect.com. And literally, it's almost like if you were going to buy anywhere to get a brokerage account, but it's technically not a brokerage account, but it's everything is online. So you can sign up with the I don't even know if to call it a brokerage or not. But I would say a Bitcoin provider, and I would sign up there and just kind of acquire Bitcoins from that section. But you can, from my research, what I've been looking at, it's like certain people, they'll send, like, say if I was to send POC some money, I can just send wire PLC some Bitcoins from my account to her account, just simple as that. I can pay for things online with Bitcoins.
Right.
Just different things. And if you go on Bitcoins.com, you can find out and get all the research. It literally breaks down. Is it real money? Like Shannon was saying, his wife was saying, this is fake money. It tells you when it even started or how it acquired. It tells you even the guy who even started this, because when I first got hip to it, and it was just like certain things, like I wish I acted on it then, given your scenario, like when I was younger or like a few years ago versus acting on it now. I was just, man, because at first everyone was saying, well, Bitcoins is a part of the black market. And I was never thinking that it was fake money, but I just didn't want to get into the black market kind of thing. And now that, like, I've been seeing it so much more, or on Bloomberg News, and just like you said, Forbes list, and everybody just like doing research and bringing it to the forefront almost 10 years later. Because what I was looking online, what it was saying, I think it got started or as early as 2009. So, yeah, just like if we would have got started earlier back then, that's when I just graduated high school. So I wasn't an answer tip like that. But, yeah.
That's
so
huge.
So my question is like, so you have this currency, but like, where do you spend it? I think it's like really what I'm trying to get at. So you have the Bitcoin, you get it from this Bitcoin provider. And you said that you can buy it, you can spend it. What companies would accept it, or like where have you spent the Bitcoin, or is it something that you're just watching grow, or are you actually using it to like getting things?
For my personal gain, I'm only doing it just to watch it grow. I'm not doing it to spend this or there just to say I got digital money. No, I'm literally just spending it. I mean, just buying Bitcoins just to watch it grow so I can have another stream of residual income.
Bet. Yo, Khadija, Shannon is still on the line too, and I think that he can be someone who actually answers this question for you, because he's been doing it since 2014. Shannon, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So Khadija, can you ask the question to Shannon to see if he can be able to answer that for you?
Yeah, of course. Shannon, so with your experience with Bitcoin, have you just had your Bitcoin sit in your Bitcoin account and watch it grow, or have you actually used the currency as like currency where you're exchanging product or service? And if you have used it as like currency, where did you go spend it? Like, is it like an Amazon for Bitcoin, like a black market Amazon, or like something like that? I'm sorry, I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around, like,
you ain't the only one, Khadija,
from it growing.
No, that's totally fine. Well, what is a Bitcoin wallet? A Bitcoin wallet is a digital wallet for your Bitcoins, okay? So a company itself, and I use this company myself because it's more so of a trusted third party. And understand, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency where it is supposed to be peer-to-peer transaction. So saying that if I had $10, I directly gave it straight to you and no one else. Other than wherever you are right now through this phone, if I was to send you something through Western Union, matter of minutes, they would take a fee, correct? So that is what's called a trusted third party. Another trusted third party is all the banks that we have, from Wells Fargo to Bank of America, to Wachovia to JP Morgan Chase. Okay. So even with that necessary situation, okay, I have Coinbase. Coinbase is a trusted third party just for Bitcoin. And what you could do is you could connect your Coinbase to a debit card that is backed up by Visa, and you would connect your Coinbase based through there, so you could spend it just like cash. There's 38 million merchant stores, and you could use that card. It's the same as any other debit card. It's free for transactions, but if you went internationally, they'll charge you $3.50 through an ATM.
You got it down pat.
Okay, so it converts through this Visa card, so I can
correct.
Take it and go use it at Starbucks, and my Bitcoin would transfer so like some type of an exchange rate. So it'll be like the same thing as me going, like me with my U.S. dollar Bank of America account, going to Korea and spending money. That would be kind of like I wouldn't have a Korean won. I would have you conversion for me through the card somehow or through the
correct.
Bank, through the
or card. Necessarily, if you didn't even want to use a trusted third party, you could use a Bitcoin ATM. There are Bitcoin ATMs in Tampa. There are Bitcoin ATMs in Philadelphia. There are Bitcoin ATMs in Maryland.
Wow.
Okay, and it transfers the money currency you want it to. So there's a rate between Bitcoin and U.S. dollar, or Bitcoin and euro, or Bitcoin and yen?
Correct.
Okay.
That's heavy, Shannon. I didn't know that. I definitely didn't know that. So that made a lot of sense. And I thank you for asking that follow-up, Khadija, because that was the next thing that I was going to, too. So how does like you said, the ATM and the debit card, and I do want to move on, but I definitely want to answer this question first. So how does a person, or how does a machine or whoever calculate the difference, in currency and exchange and different things like that? Like, how is the exchange, being accurate, or how is it accurate?
Well, it's the exchange accurate from supply and demand, okay? Through supply and demand, there's only 21 million Bitcoin. That is the only ones that are ever be produced. 21 million Bitcoins. And every 4 years, there is a halving. So what that means is when Bitcoin first came out, every 10 minutes, 500 Bitcoins were distributed. Every 10 minutes. And then it went down to 100. And then it went down to 75. Then it went down to 25. And just passed in June or July of 2016, it did another halving to where it was 12.5. The next one won't be until 2020. But 21 million Bitcoins, they will keep being produced until 2141. I did not mistake that. 2141. I'll be gone. You'll be gone. Maybe your kids will be gone. But that'll be for your kids, kids, kids. Okay? So within this scenario, there is supply and demand. And within that supply and demand, one Bitcoin, there's 21 million, but one Bitcoin can be distributed 100 million ways. So that's almost like saying, I have a $100 bill. I got the Benjamin Franklin, but you don't have that Benjamin Franklin. You have a $10 bill, but you can still acquire 10 more $10 bills to reach that $100 bill. Or you can have one $1 bill or one $101 bill. You understand what I'm saying? They break down in units. So within theory, if Bitcoin hits $1 million, one Bitcoin can be up to $100 million. You feel me?
I'm with it. Yo, Shannon, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Go ahead and put your, if you don't mind, go ahead and put an email out there so the people can hit you up, somebody like me, so I can get a little educated, because I do want to move on a little bit, but I definitely want you to, you know, go ahead and plug yourself. Maybe somebody can, you know, reach out to you to see how they can, you know, start getting into this Bitcoin exchange. Thanks to Tab Money for putting that information out there. We got a whole show on Bitcoins, man. Yo, Shannon, go ahead and put an email out there if you don't mind.
Okay, it's SLBJR. 11@gmail.com. LBJR11@gmail.com.
Perfect. And you just a little insider trade, man. Maybe you should start doing like a YouTube video or some kind of video, because you had a wealth of knowledge to go ahead and teach some people. You know, 10,000 likes get you a check on YouTube too, as we talking money. Money talk part two. So definitely, I think you should think about that, Shannon.
Okay, I'm actually in the YouTube videos right now, and I'm moving on to making sure that the content of my product and knowledge is put out correctly. But I do have a YouTube video right now. It's SHANBURC, SHANBURC, and it's the Bitcoin Journey.
Bet. So that's Shannon Berg on YouTube. Make sure you guys check him out. I thank you, Shannon.
Of course, no problem. This all for the revive, all the way live. You feel me?
All the way live.
Hey, I love it.
Yo, Tad, what you was about to say?
And then to follow up with Khadija's question, even to like what retailers in the U.S. I just looked it up real quick. So Overstock, they take Bitcoins directly. You don't have to go through a third party. Expedia, they have Newegg, they have Shopify, and they also have Dish, like satellite Dish. They take Bitcoins directly. So if you just do your research and Google in the UK and in different countries, see what retailers take Bitcoins directly, and then also going through a wallet, like Shannon said, where you can just store your money and have it residual income, which is my goal, to even have Bitcoin. Because like you said, my goal is for generational wealth. I want Bitcoin for my kids. I probably won't even need that money, but it's just for generational wealth, so we don't have
Yo, Tabby's service is horrible. You going in and out, man. But I think they heard what you were saying. You're pretty much saying the Bitcoins can help you for your kids. And you were saying go ahead and look it up on the internet for you to see who actually takes Bitcoins without going through a third party. That's what you were trying to say?
Yeah, because some retailers accept Bitcoins directly. And like I said, Satellite Dish is one of them, Newegg, Expedia. So like if you try and travel, which I'm into happily, Expedia takes Bitcoins directly. And yeah, just be a different retailers in the UK and Europe. And like I said, just digital. So I want to thank Shannon very much. I'm going to check out his YouTube series as well, because I need to get more into it. And I need to get these Bitcoins.
Definitely. I'm happy that you did that question of the day, because that stemmed so much more conversation than I ever thought that question was going to. So I appreciate that question. I definitely appreciate E and Shannon for tuning in and supporting Revive, because we live all the way, like Shannon said, definitely. But Khadijah, my question to you now is, what is your favorite budgeting app? You know how we're in this technology phase. Everyone's doing everything on their phone. What is your favorite budgeting app, if you have one?
Yeah, so mine was Mint.com is what I used for a while. And this is a really bad answer, but I use a different one now, but I can't tell you what I use.
What? How you going to be on here educating the people but can't educate the people?
I know. So So I used to use Mint.com, but then I got access to a different.
Can you tell us what it started with?
That's similar to Mint.com through my job.
Oh, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah, I can't say my job on the podcast or I might get fired.
Okay, so, I got you.
And I love y'all, but y'all not worth this check that I get.
I get you, man. Definitely. But tell us a little bit about Mint.com then.
Yeah, so Mint.com is a way for you to aggregate all of your different accounts and pretty much see how much you're actually worth and what your wealth is. So you can add all of the bank accounts that you have. You can add all of the loans that you have. And you can also add your credit cards. And Mint.com is really cool because it will let you know when you have a bill coming due. So it will always let me know my credit card bill was coming due. And like they have a really good analysis tool where they'll show you in what categories you're spending your money. A lot of regular bank accounts have this tool on the website, but Mint is good because it aggregates it from all of the places you're spending money. So I might use my credit card for just food, and I'll use my debit card for other things. And if I'm just looking at one place, I only see the analysis for that one card. But Mint will give me analysis of everything, and it will say, Khadijah, girl, you spend way too much money on food. You need to chill out. And by looking at this analysis, you can actually set target goals and set a budget through the app. And the app will keep you, and it will alert you when you're coming close to your budget, when you're going over your budget. And it's just a really good way for you to start thinking about the money that you're spending, and a really good way for you to think about how to spend less than what you make. A lot of the times we don't even realize how much we spend. We just spend and then realize like, oh, snaps, like my bank account getting kind of low. So this really helps you understand how much you spend versus how much you make. And it gives a really good picture of like how much you're actually worth. Like for me, it's like, okay, you have X amount in your bank account, but you also have this amount in student loans, and you also have this much on your credit card. So like, you really don't have much. I'm in a negative when you think about the debt that I'm in from student loans. So like, I mean, like, it's depressing because it gives me a daily reminder of how much money I owe. But it's also a really good reality check for you to know, like, that you need harder so that you can get more income. And it just gives an overall good picture of, like, what your finances look like. So Mint.com is a really good one. I enjoy it. Everyone that I know that uses it enjoys it. So, yeah.
Awesome. I'm definitely was over here Googling myself. I never heard of Mint.com. Tab, what about you? What is your favorite budgeting app right now?
To be honest, I don't even use apps. I'm a pen and paper type girl. I got my own Excel spreadsheet. I'm a math person. I got my equations already. I calculated my own equations going all the way back to high school, Excel equations all the way in the Excel spreadsheet. And I just keep it old-fashioned from year to year, month to month. Each tab is a different. And I go all the way back, like, I want to say since about 3 years. And before I sell a spreadsheet, I got a journal with everything written down. So I can literally just plug it into my Excel sheet once I get bored one day and date. Because really what I'm doing for my store is, like, not only for myself, but I do as well, so I kind of keep both Excel sheets going back and forth, so when it's tax season come around, I kind of know what I need to do for my business as far as like my P&L statements and my budgeting. And then for my personal, it's just maintaining records. I just, like Khadijah says, I need to see what my spending habits are, and I also need to see what areas I can cut down in,
what areas I can save more in, and I also just to get to see where my trends are, and then to see my debt to income ratio as well.
I'm with it. I'm with it. But that's your tab. We in 2017. I love it. You still on Excel. That's cool. But that just sound like a lot of time. That's so time consuming. You got to actually sit down and plug. You got to get the formula right. Once the formula messed up, you got to get it back right. All that stuff, Tab. How can you tell someone to do what you're doing, but just in today's, you know, technology era?
Well, literally, once you get the formula right once, so once I got the formula right 3 years ago, I never have to worry about the formula again because it's the same exact formula year after year after year after year. The only thing that changes is either the month and the year I'm spending my money on. The template stays the same. And that's kind of like what you get when you use the app. They literally just create a template for you to plug stuff in. So I don't want to say I created my own quote-unquote app, but I just created my own template for me to maintain my own records for myself. And for me, the way that I access them all the time is that I just keep them in Google, on my Google Drive. Shout out to Google, but they everywhere where I need to go. I can just look at my Google Drive and it's right there.
That's what's up. Somebody just asked on Twitter, do you guys do your own taxes? Tab, you can answer that one first.
I do not do my own taxes. I have done my aunt's when she did TurboTax, but I do not do my own taxes. I prepare my tax preparer for what I want to claim. So I'll go through everything, what I'm trying, what I need a tax credit on, instead of her telling me, oh, you're available for this tax credit or this tax deductible. I go to her and tell her that I want a tax credit on this, I want a tax credit on that, I deserve a tax credit on this, this needs to be deducted because of this, and I have all my supporting documents to verify why I need these tax credits and these tax deductibles. And POC, you can vouch for it, because I even tell you too, like, you always complain about, well, why I'm not getting this much money back, what about this and what about that, and I'm saying, you're relying on the tax person to tell you what you're going to get back on the taxes versus doing your research and telling the tax person, like, yo, no, I need this, and that, and this is my supporting document, and yeah, handle that for me.
I'm with it. Yeah, definitely keep your receipts. Tab got me hip to keeping them receipts, especially for people who are entrepreneurs who have their own businesses and things like that. You can definitely claim all of that at the end of the year. So keep your receipts. Khadijah, what about you? Do you file your own taxes?
Yeah, I file my own taxes.
Hey, you the plug.
I file my own taxes in not this tax season, but next tax season. I actually think that I'm going to start doing other people's taxes. So, for that also, I'm studying for my, I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but I'm studying to become a CPA right now. I'm taking a few exams and I have a few left. Once I'm like officially a CPA, they're certified public accountant, I'll probably doing taxes on the side. And I've done it to make money before, like in college, and one of my internships actually allowed me to do tax planning and financial planning for high wealth individuals. So I got to learn a lot about taxes through those experiences also. So I'm gonna plug myself now for 2019, but you know, you got to speak stuff and so if you've always wondered what it felt like to get your taxes done by a CPA, you can hit up Money Honey, not this tax season, but next tax season, and you can get your taxes done by a CPA at a very reasonable price.
Hit my man Khadijah up. Yes, keep it all in the family here on Revive. If you're looking for somebody, if you still in 2017 and didn't file your taxes yet, you're looking for somebody, hit my man Khadijah up right now. Definitely. But y'all, we do got to go to a quick commercial break. We went over two commercial breaks with y'all too, man. Y'all was just going at it. But I got to follow the rules up in here. So I got to go to a quick commercial break. Give me a minute. We'll be right back with Tab and Khadijah. Make sure you guys stay tuned to the Revive platform. You know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl POC.
Congratulations! You've just been accepted into the college of your dreams. But there's one issue that many Americans face when going into college: money. One way people choose to fix this issue is by taking out a student loan. While in the short run it may seem helpful, if one goes a long time without paying their dues, it can result in one of the biggest problems Americans face today: student loan debt. According to reports made by the Federal Reserve in 2017, 44.2 million U.S. citizens have some sort of student loan debt. This adds up to a total of $1.44 trillion in student loan debt, with average people paying $351 per month. Please, be smart, and remember to pay off your student debt loans, or you'll be paying for it another way.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go directly to TuneIn. You can download the app or go to the website and just search Time for an Awakening here. Meet your girl POC live on these winning Wednesdays airways each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We are live right now with Tab Money and Khadija from Money Honey, man. How you guys feeling? You still here with us?
We here, we
laugh.
Yep.
Yo, Tab, guess what? During a break, man, I got excited. Guess what, Tab?
What happened?
You just got retweeted by Bitcoins. Bitcoins just retweeted us. We talking Tab Money Habits. They just retweeted Tab Money Habits, man. So right now, you are trending on Bitcoins Twitter right now, man. I was hyped. I'm like, look at Tab out here getting some retweets. I see you, Tab. So that's a big one, man. Tab, now you know, you never know. Bitcoin might be listening to Tab Money Habits now every second or fourth Wednesday. So you better come with that fact. You know what I'm saying? That actual factual, Tab.
Bitcoins, if you listening, we need you to be a guest on Revive. That's what we need.
A guest and an investor. Please throw that one in there, Tab. Come on, man. We talking money. It's money. It's Money Talks Part 2. Come on, Tab. We supposed to plug us with the money, the investor.
We definitely need investors, too.
Definitely.
And we need release an ad, too. So, Bitcoins, if you're trying to get an ad on Revive Radio, hit us up.
Hit us up. Anybody out there, if you're trying to get an ad, you're trying to get a commercial here on Revive, because I was just jamming to that Jefferson. We moving on up. I was in here jamming. I ain't going to hold you. But yes, if you're trying to get an ad or commercial here on Revive, make sure you hit me up at revive.poc@gmail.com. Once again, that's revive.poc@gmail.com. We got some information we can send to you right over. As soon as you hit me up, we're going to send that information right over to you. But Khadija and Tab, y'all started the show off talking about some ROAs and ROIs and all that other stuff, man. You gotta go ahead and bring that back and educate the people, Tab. Khadija already pointed the finger up at you and said you was gonna be the one to bring it up to us.
All right, so getting back into this topic, so we were getting into investing, and the quickest way that I have saved my $10,000, which everyone keeps asking me how do I do it so that I can buy a house, was simply just saving it into an IRA account. And an IRA account is an individual retirement account. Individual account. So literally what I did was I invested 10% of my income into an IRA account, Roth. I'm going to go with the Roth. I'm going to give you a definition to Roth, and, well, the difference between Roth and traditional retirement accounts in a second. But I invested 10% of my income into a Roth IRA, and I watched it grow and grow and grow for about a year. And I was able to accumulate $10,000 in 1 year just simply by putting it into a Roth IRA account. And I can tell you two different kinds of methods. So let me get into the definitions first before I get too deep into it. So the two different kinds of IRA, well, retirement accounts, we're just going to keep it simple. We have the 401k, which is everyone's accustomed to. A 401k is an employee-sponsored retirement plan in the U.S. An IRA is a retirement account. So like I said, most of the time you get a 401k through your employer. Did that as well. So I took 10% of my income and put it into a 401k through my employer to also accumulate another $10,000. That's the easiest way for me to each year, just by putting it simply into a Roth IRA or a traditional. For myself, like I told you before with the savings, I have multiple savings accounts. So I have multiple IRAs and multiple 401ks as well, because I want to have money in different places. So, and once you put 10%, I'm going to tell you how to max out every time. Y'all already know my bottom number is saving 10% or whatever. So minimum, your 401k, your IRA, I need you to put 10%, and then you can operate off of 90% of your income. So I know that my employee matches, if you over 6% or over 5%, your employee matches. So if I'm putting in 10%, and my employer matches 4% over 6%. So right now I'm at 14%, because my 10 plus my employee's 14, my employee's 4% equals 14%. So right now I am putting in 14% of my income into a 401k, which is making money while I'm sleeping, over a year. So I got that's working while I'm sleeping. And I also got my, which is in my IRA account, also making money while I'm sleeping. So currently right now, throughout this year of 2017, I'm only operating on 80% of my income, because before I even see my money, it's 10% is going into my IRA account, and then 14% is actually, well, 10% of my money is going on my 401k, and then the other 4% is coming from my employee's money. So, Guinness, do you have any questions thus far? POC, True Heart, Harmony?
You said 80%?
Khadija. Yeah, because you got to think about it. Now that I got 10% going into my personal, my individual retirement account, which is through a third party, and I'll list some third parties in a second. And then I also have 10% that's going into my 401k, which is through my employer. Everyone knows that you get a 401k or some type of retirement plan through your job as well. So I have two, right? I have more, but for this example, I have two retirement accounts, one through my job and one personal.
So I got a question. I got
into both.
All right, bet. But I got a question for that, right? So let's say, you know, because not every job, you know, provides you with a 401k, right? So is there a certain cap of salary that you should make to then start investing into a 401k? Because, like, you know, for someone who's only making 25 to 30 grand a year, would it be smart for 10% to come out versus someone who's making 50, 60 grand a year?
Because, you know, my example, my favorite example is someone making $30,000 a year, because I, at one point, I was making $30,000 a year, and I was saving more than 10%, because I want to save faster. Versus leaving my money in the bank, which is not making as much money while I'm sleeping, I want to put my money in an IRA or, because an individual retirement account, because my job doesn't have it. So now I have to go and get my personal IRA or my personal retirement account. And I'm going to tell you to max out 10%. And if you read The Richest Man in Babylon, he will also tell you to max out at 10%. We don't care about your everyday life or what you got to go through your business for the long term. Because like Steve just said earlier in the show, is someone who's starting saving at 25 will make more money than someone who starts saving at 35. Because of their circumstances or their living situation. So we want you to prepare for down the road. I want you to have a safety net for your, when you're 65 versus having at 20 and 21. I'm pretty sure you can thug it out at 20 and 21. You can't thug it out at 65 or 69.
I'm definitely with you on that one. Yo, Ted, we got to get to this call, and then I want you and Khadija to close it out, you know, with some tips or anything you guys may have, because we do got to wrap up the show real quick. But let's get to this caller. I think it's True Heart, though. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, hello. This is True Heart. How's everybody? Hi, Ted. Hi, Khadija.
What's poppin'?
Hey. So, I have a question. I'm trying to get the hang of this whole savings thing. Ted, I know you mentioned that you have multiple savings accounts. So, do you have just like a regular savings account with like a bank or a credit union, and then you have your 401k?
All right. So, for my, I'm giving you, y'all can hear me?
Yes.
All right, so for my personal, I have a bank account, which is a credit union. I actually have two credit unions where I have checking, and I also have savings accounts there. I have three IRA accounts, Roth IRA accounts, that are individual outside of my employer. And then I have one traditional IRA account, which is also outside of my employer. And then I also have a Roth IRA through my current employer as well. So I have about, what is that, 4 or 5 IRA accounts. And then I also have 2 credit unions.
Okay. For somebody who's just starting, like myself, my bank, I know my job currently doesn't match the 401k. So I should just go get one on my own and then continue to build up from there.
So if your job doesn't match, what is your job using? Are you using, what brokerage account are they using?
Don't give me the line. I think it's somebody named John. Like, it's like this big bank, but you have to do it, like, you have to do it separately.
Okay, so if it depends on what kind of brokerage account, and I did look up some examples for brokerage accounts that require no minimum payment, because some you got to have like $500 or $1,000 in your account to get started. For these couple of brokerage accounts, like for one and betterment, you need no money down to even open an account, and they also have minimal fees. So I'm going to give you a brokerage account that you can literally go online and sign up and then link your debit card to, and then just put whatever amount of money that you want to put into that account over a certain amount of time. So, and you can also have a savings account with these accounts as well outside of an IRA account. So my favorite one that I probably have that I started when I was initially saving for my house outside of my job was Betterment, and it's BETTERMENT.com. Like I said, they have minimal fees, and you literally don't need any money to get started. You can put $5 a month in if you want, and you can just watch that $5 grow over time. And then we have Fidelity, we have E-Trade, we have Trade King, and we have Scott Trade. And all of those literally have minimal fees and literally require no money down to get started. And since you're literally asking about this before we wrap up today's show, I did want to give you the difference between traditional and Roth, because when you go to these sites, they're going to ask you what kind of IRA account do you want. Do you want a traditional account or do you want a Roth account? And with traditional is most common what they've been doing, like our parents and our parents' parents were doing with the 401k, which is taxes or dividends or capital gains. It's not taxed until your money is withdrawn. So, like, say if you're putting $5 in every month, that's pre-tax contributions. And then at age 65 or 69, whatever the age is, by the time to withdraw your money from retirement, when they're going to take the money out. The Roth, the difference between traditional and Roth is Roth tax contributions. So right now, I'm putting my money into Roth accounts because I want to get taxed now. I don't know who's going to be president when I'm 69, and I don't know how high the taxes are going to be then. So I don't want my money to be taxed in the future. I want it to be taxed now. So when I just give me my money, just give me my money straight up. I want you to touch it. I want you to look at it. Just send me the check. it was transferred into my account. So that's kind of the difference between Roth and traditional. And if I were you, I would kind of have more than one. So you wish to have one traditional IRA, which is they're going to take taxes out when you withdraw the money at 69, or you can get a Roth IRA, which is going to take taxes out when you actually put the money or contribute the money into the fund.
Okay.
Tab, you out here breaking it down for the people. They better get their pens and paper out, man. She not playing every time, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month here on Revive. True Heart, thank you for your question. Always in supporting the Revive. You know you part of the Revive team. But, yo, sorry, Tab, what you about to say?
But for everybody who's listening, I'm going to encourage you to go to betterment.com. That's one of the most simplest tools. They'll help you out. They ask questions. You can chat with somebody online. And literally, you can aggregate everything that you need to do as far as, like, what mutual funds or what ETFs and what accounts you want to put your money in. Do you want to make it moderate, low, or medium? Do everything. And so the interface is so common that anyone can really do it. So, and I'm going to say again, your contribution limit should at least be 10% of your income. We always going to bring it back to that 10% of savings and Riches Men of Babylon. I need you to do 10%. And it may seem like operating off of 90% of your income or 80% of your income may seem hard, but you'll thank me when you're 69. Because like Khadija said from my example earlier, you want to start as early as possible and you want to invest more as you can, so when you're 69, that $48,000 can turn into $145,000 without you even knowing about it. You just look at them like, I got $100,000 in the bank right now. Where'd that come from? Okay. I see you.
I'm with it, Tab, man. You're going to teach them people how to get that $100,000 in the bank. And Khadija, you're going to keep teaching these people how they making money while they sleep, because it's working for you. So it need to be working for all of us out here, definitely. So before we go ahead and wrap up, Khadija, go ahead and give yourself a shout out where they can find your website, social media, all that. If they're trying to get their taxes filed, how they can hit you up and everything like that.
Okay, so I can be found, so Money Honey can be found on Instagram at Money Honey Co. That's money spelled money, honey spelled honey, and then CO. Also the same for Facebook. And then my personal account for Twitter and Instagram is killadeej_. And I promise you, I don't kill people, but I do kill my goals. So that's why they call me Killa.
I love it. I love it.
I love it.
Thank you. And so that's where you can find me. And follow Money Honey for when you want to, for the tax information later also. All of that will be put out through Money Honey, and it will be distributed through Money Honey. Soon, Money Honey's website will be launching. It's .com. If you go to moneyhoneyco.com, the link is actually in the Instagram bio. You will see, it's actually pretty cool, a preview of what the website looks like. And in the preview, you can see the Revive flyer, because I posted it on there from the previous time I was on Money Talks Part 1. That's coming soon. And once that comes, make sure that you sign up for the Money Honey newsletter that will come out once a month and just will give tips and different information, and it'll be delivered directly into your email box.
I'm with it. And definitely shout out to Money Honey and Khadija for plugging Revive. If you go right now just to click the little preview, man, she got Revive up there. That was huge, man. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Made my heart feel warm. I appreciate that, Khadija.
You're welcome. And just thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for inviting me back. I really appreciate it. And also, I want to give a shout out to all my friends that have been texting me and that are listening. And I had a few people try and call in. They didn't make the cut, though, but hopefully they'll make it next time.
I'm definitely with it. Thank you all for supporting Khadija's friends. I appreciate you. And keep supporting Khadija, because, man, she coming back every time. I ain't tell her yet, but she going to keep coming back. I'm going to keep calling her, definitely. Yo, Tab, plug yourself real quick.
Hey, Khadija, I'm definitely trying to do this once a month. So, especially with the conversation, I think we should just get it in and just talk to the people, because I definitely love this episode. I'm going to shout out everybody else, myself and myself. I'm going to shout out Killer Beach. I'm going to shout out Shannon. I'm going to shout out E-Dog, POC, Harmony the Goddess, True Heart,
Man, y'all show so much love, man. Just follow the Revive platform. You're going to find us this weekend at Ardon. I'm working from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. POC holding it down with me. Harmony to God is holding it down with me. And we got some volunteers on deck. Revive merchandise is Russell Brand merchandise. It's CB Lifestyle merchandise at our vending machine. So come see us at our table. Come get these free workshops.
Definitely come get these free workshops. And once again, Yo Tab, let me give them the address real quick. The address is 3215 Martin Luther King Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C., 20032. Once again, 3215 Martin Luther King Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C. Come pull up on us, man. Come pull up on us. We dropping this vending machine out for you guys, so come pull up on us. Yo, Khadijah, if we're ever in New York or Uptown, whatever you are, we try and meet you one day, man. I never met you. Tab never met you, but we feel like you family already. So we definitely need to sit down and have a seat at the table one day with you.
Please come to. We can eat some good food, have some good drinks, and have some good conversation about everything that's happening in the world, and of course, financial literacy.
Yes, definitely. I appreciate it. Yo, Khadijah, just don't be nervous when I'm calling you. I'm gonna be on it. We need this once a month. We're trying to educate the people.
I'm with it.
All right, bet. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yo, Tab, this wraps up another episode of Revive, man. We got the people tuning in. We got the people calling. We got Shannon, man. Shannon's the plug, man. So he dropped his email. If you guys want to hit up Shannon, let me go ahead and pull that email up. I was out here taking my notes, man, because Shannon just plugged us in. His email, once again, is slbj11@gmail.com. Once again, that's slbj11@gmail.com. Hit him up. Also, find him on YouTube at Shannon Burke. He putting that information out there, man. Make sure you guys go hit my man up, because he's supporting me, so I'm definitely gonna support him. Yo, Tab, you know what time it is. We back next week on Revive. No, we coming Sunday. Yo, Tab, I just told the people we coming Sunday. We gonna be broadcasting live this Sunday in the CBE studio. Tab, you think they ready?
They not ready,
man. We gonna have everybody on the mic.
Awesome Cultural Center this Saturday, and you can pull up if you're trying to be live in the studio with us on Sunday. Get that information at our Revive table at Congress Heights Austin Cultural Center. We're going to be at our No Excuses, Revive Gear on Deck. We doing a sale on Revive Summer Gear as well, and CBE Lifestyle Summer Gear. So if you're trying to get that 1990s era hat and all that good stuff, come get this stuff on sale.
Come get it on sale, because we got some new stuff coming for you, man. We got that fall line dropping. We ain't going to spill nothing on the air, because we want you guys to pull up to this vending machine we pulling out this Saturday. Yo, Tab. They ain't ready, Tab. And on Sunday, too, we gonna have a jam-packed show. It's going to be me, Harmony the Goddess, Tab Money, and Tyler Avenia. So, man, get ready for that. This is going to be Tyler's first time on Time from the Awakening. So this might be a great show, Tab. But we about to wrap it up. I'm going to see you this weekend. Peace. We out.
My love.